The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The NYPD has arrested a man accused of shooting another man last month in Morris Heights. No one was injured. The suspect has been identified as 23-year-old Niquan Terry. The incident happened on Davidson Avenue and West 177th Street. Terry has been charged with assault, criminal possession of a weapon, and reckless endangerment. Well, we're just a few days away from what could be the LIRR's first strike in 30 years. It could begin as early as this Saturday and impact hundreds of thousands of commuters.
I won't be able to get to work. I won't be able to, you know, provide for my family.
This financial advisor says his company will not let him work from home, so he's looking into his paid time off as a solution if the LIRR strike happens. So it sounds like it's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, absolutely.
This man uses the train to get to his college classes.
Well, it's going to make me late for school, and attendance really matters where I'm at.
Is there any alternative for you? Would you drive? What would you do?
I would consider driving, but I'll still be late because due to traffic. The train is the quickest way to get to school.
And he says there's no way to do online classes. Sophie Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Four people were seriously hurt in a crash on the LIE near Exit 41 in Jericho. This happened just before 6 p.m. yesterday. The crash involved a Toyota Highlander and a Chevy Suburban. The crash shut down the eastbound lanes for hours. Two of the injured were children, including an 11-year-old who had to be airlifted to a hospital. A new report warns that New York could lose thousands of jobs, deepening the city's affordability crisis. The Partnership for New York City says its member companies support more than 940,000 jobs and contribute $370 billion annually to the city's GDP. But they say the proposed changes to New York's business and tax environment could put the future of those contributions at risk. The partnership projects that the city could lose nearly 2,800 jobs and $4.8 billion in GDP contributions per year over the next 5 years. Well, New York is known for its bagels and pizza, but the recipe that makes them so unique may be changing. That's because of a proposal in Albany that would ban a key ingredient.
Pizzerias, bagel shops, and bakeries all across the city have one ingredient that ties all of their doughs together. Bromated flour in many cases.
When you change the flour, you change everything.
Which is exactly what Governor Hochul could soon be banning. Mohammed Khalil, who manages Bagel Market in Manhattan, says he's already perfected his new recipe, removing bromated flour.
You feel like it's more alive, and it gives you even a better product than the other one.
But at this local mom-and-pop bagel shop in Staten Island, they've had the same recipe for over 40 years with bromated flour.
Changing the flour from what we use now will have a massive impact on the taste of our bagel. We can't go away from. That's what we've been doing for years and years and years.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Eltingville, Staten Island.
Sources tell 1010 Winds that two people have died in that shooting in Paterson, New Jersey last night. The shooting happened at 9 p.m. at the intersection of Rosa Parks Boulevard and Godwin Avenue. At least four other people were shot, and there's no word on their condition. Police are continuing to gather evidence to determine what led to that shooting. No word of any arrests so far. State Senator Andrew Gonardis says, "We haven't spent enough time yet discussing AI use in schools." About 2 months ago, the city issued guidelines from the Department of Education on how they would be implementing and using AI in the classroom. And they set up a 45-day window for parents and other stakeholders to comment before the guidelines became official. Well, Gonardis is calling for a pause in implementing those guidelines because he says a lot more discussion is needed. For example, he said there's been no conversation about what kind of AI use is appropriate for different ages and grades.
When you were in school, you weren't using a graphing calculator in third grade. You learned your basic arithmetic first. And then once you got to a higher level, then you use technology to help you with the more sophisticated math. Right now, these guidelines don't differentiate between how students should be learning their math in third grade versus 10th grade. There needs to be a much more comprehensive breakdown.
He's also arguing that stronger privacy protections are needed for students. Kanarda sent a letter on Friday to City Schools Chancellor Kamar Samuels, urging him to pause the AI implementation in schools. That 45-day comment period, that ended May 8th. Brad Lander's trial for his arrest last September at 26 Federal Plaza is being postponed. It was scheduled to begin today. It's now been moved to early June. Lander was arrested by DHS officers last September after he and other protesters demanded access to a 10th-floor immigration detention facility at 26 Federal Plaza. Another 70 protesters were also arrested that day, many of whom were out front on Duane Street. Lander released a statement saying that since he doesn't have to be in court today, he'll participate in a court-watching shift with other advocates at 26 Federal Plaza. As he says, he's done for most weeks over the past year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.